Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Steve Meggs, over the weekend, we watched some World Series come to a close. And what a game it was.
I know a lot of people are saying, like, one of the best World Series of all time. And I can't really argue it, man. I was hooked. As soon as I got over the Mariners' loss and started watching the World Series again, I was hooked.
And we have Gary Hill Jr., Mariners broadcaster, who's been with us all season long on to talk about baseball. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning. It's great to talk again.
It's always great to have you on, and I know I texted you yesterday and thank you for spending the season with us, and I just want to say it on the air as well. Thank you so much for doing what you did for us. It was great to get a peek inside your mind and just to talk about the Mariners with you, and you did such a great job calling their games, and what a great run for the Mariners this year, just in general.
Oh, very nice for you to say. Yeah, I really enjoyed this. This was fun all season. I really enjoyed the conversations, and it was such a fun ride. I know the ending was so painful in so many ways. And I think the further we get away from the ending of it, I think we'll all recognize what an incredible season it was. But yeah, what a great season with just such a rough finish. In fact, I was thinking about this when the Blue Jays lost, like the domino pain that it started with Detroit, right? You think about, you know, the Mariners fans were celebrating the win against the Tigers in extra innings, but what a brutal way to get bounced out of the playoffs in a game five in extra innings. Then it happened to the Mariners, the same sort of thing. Then it happened to the Blue Jays. It was just a domino of pain in the American League this year.
And I was joking earlier, but in a way, I mean, like the Blue Jays seem to one-up the Mariners in everything, including heartbreaking ways to lose. Because, yes. I mean, to lose with that double play and then also having like a bases loaded, you had a chance to win it. You lost by an inch of a foot touching home plate. Like, it's just crazy.
It is wild how that all unfolded. I do think that was an incredible World Series. I was slow to get into it, I'll admit. I didn't watch the first three games. Everything was so raw, I just couldn't do it. But I did watch the last few, especially every second of Game 7. And the theater, the drama was remarkable. And, man, those images, like the still shots of Kiner Falefa sliding at home and just being an inch short, those are just going to haunt Blue Jays fans for a long time. That is a tough way to lose.
And it's unfortunate. I heard like some people, it's just some, you know, I love watching baseball. I love, you know, being a fan of sports. You get very emotional about it. But then you see some of these people that go too far. And I think it was that the player that he was getting death threats because people were mad that he didn't, like, you know, have a bigger leadoff of third base and would have scored if he did. And I'm like, okay, we've gone too far.
Yeah, it's the thing I hate about the modern, I guess, modern society, modern game. It's like the attack on individuals after the fact. I mean, no one wants to succeed more than they do, believe me. And no one, and especially such a big moment, wants to fail on a stage like that. And sometimes things just happen. I know, I think kind of Falefa said he was told to stay close to third base. So he stayed close to third base and didn't get a great jump on the way home. And he was thrown out. But I don't know. There is that. He didn't lose them the game. There's a million different things that could have happened differently. I think the same applies to the Mariners, too. Yep. I know everyone focuses on the one pitch from Bizzardo, but truth be told, there's a dozen things that could have happened differently along the way, or more than that along the way, that could have given the Mariners a victory, and including scoring more runs, which, as we know, against Toronto, and they proved it. They're an incredible offensive team that had an incredible offensive run. So, and I think that's the takeaway more than anything. Toronto was really good, and the Mariners were a match for them, but at the end of the day, Toronto was just better. But, yeah, that's something that I hate to see, whether it's regular season playoffs. I just don't like to see the personal attacks, especially on social media. Just don't like it at all.
We're chatting with Gary Hill Jr., Mariners broadcaster. Gary, I've got to ask, now that we're officially in the baseball offseason, what do you like to do for fun? How do you spend your time, and what kinds of things are you going to get caught up on now that you're not fully immersed in baseball all the time?
Yeah, caught up is the perfect word for it. I've already had a dentist appointment, a doctor appointment. I'm taking my car to the shop. I've done a lot of yard work. So it's really a race to get everything done I need to get done before February, because once the season starts, everything is out the window. I can't get anything done. So that's what this time is for. And it's a time to reconnect with family, spend a lot of time with family, as much time as possible, because, as much as I love the job, it's the greatest. That is the tough part. We're just away a lot.
Yeah.
We're on the road a ton. So we miss, it's not, there are big things we miss, birthdays and whatnot, but it's the everyday stuff that I really miss. And so I love just taking the kids to school and, the little stuff you kind of take for granted. That's what I enjoy the most about the off season, just being around and spending time with family.
And then talking about the off season, there's a lot of chatter. I think a lot of Mariners fans would love, and I saw like DePoto mentioned it and talked about it, and the general manager did as well. The big talk seems to be, are we going to be able to keep a guy like Josh Naylor, who I think every single Seattle Mariners fan, myself included, want to see them back up. I don't care. I know, just back up the truck, pay him whatever he wants. Man, he changed, I feel like, the identity of that team once he became a member of the Mariners.
Yeah, he was such a great fit in a lot of ways, not just on the field and its production and in the lineup, but also the clubhouse. I also think, man, he got embraced by the fan base so fast. He became just an incredible popular player in the fan base. And I think he felt that as well, which I have to think will help when it comes to free agent decisions. But there's going to be some other teams that go after him as well. There's no question. He's a really good player. So we'll see how it plays out. But the Mariners do need some help at first base. He is a perfect fit. And, we've heard it, as you pointed out, from both Jerry and Justin, that they want to have him back, and I would love to see him back. I think everyone would love to see him back, because he's a really good player and just a great fit for the Mariners. And the Mariners are in a great spot. They bring back a really good core of players returning, and so I think this is going to be a really exciting offseason to see what else they can do to supplement what they have, because heading into, at least right now, we'll see what happens during the course of the offseason. They're going to be one of the favorites in the American League because of what they're returning.
Now, what's more important, keeping Josh Naylor or finding a guy named Will Smith to be on our team as well to keep the tradition of winning World Series with a guy named Will Smith?
That's the weirdest thing.
It's so strange.
They should definitely sign Will Smith the reliever just in case. I definitely think they should do that.
Sign all the Will Smiths.
Or one of the guys changed their name. I mean, I think that's fine too. If Logan Gilbert wants to go as Will Smith next year, I think we'll all accept that. That'll be fine. That's perfectly acceptable.
Gary, thank you again so much for the season. I know Steve already said it once, but we've just had so much fun. In a season filled with so much hope and excitement, it was just a pleasure to have you part of this show.
Yeah, thank you so much. It was so fun to have all our morning conversations during the year, and I'm looking forward to more down the road.
Give Gary a follow on Instagram at Gary Hill Jr. and go Mariners.
Take care, Gary.
The Daily Mix Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.